Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know.
Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're looking at 77 degrees, reaching a high today at 95. So wear your sunscreen, drink a lot of water, and make sure your AC is working. It is right here on Palmetto Mornings on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us this morning. And in studio, excited to have Grandmaster Briggs in Fort Mill. He is a second generation, studied under Bruce Lee, professor of many things, and just in the short time we've had a chance to learn about your just experience and wealth of knowledge, it tells me very quickly that there is a lot about martial arts and training and discipline that I simply don't know, which is why you are here. Good morning.
Good morning.
In addition to teaching in Fort Mill, there's a lot more to just learning. Tell us about some of the benefits of studying the martial arts.
Well, it teaches focus, concentration, discipline, respect, manners, long-term commitment.
Yes, and these are very important skill sets for success in life.
Oh, yes. I tell the children it's the stepping stones for their future.
Wow.
Within your classes, do people pick up martial arts at any age? Can you?
I've taught from 3 and a half all the way up to people in their 60s.
So the older folks, when they get involved with martial arts, what is their reason to do so?
Well, to learn in more coordination, better focus, exercise, discipline, and a hobby.
And we're seeing a lot of new Taekwondo schools, martial arts schools. A lot of them have actual school buses outside where they'll pick your child up, trying to make it as simple as it can possibly be. Tell us the difference between that type of center for martial arts and what you're doing.
Well, I don't want to be a daycare, and I never will, and I never have, because I believe that martial arts is an investment for life and what you put into it and the quality that comes out of it. I've helped so many kids, so many teenagers. I've worked with handicapped children and blind and deaf, and you just name it. It's an investment, and what you put into it is what the reward that I get out of it is watching someone grow. I've worked with kids from first grade that stay with me all the way to 12th grade. I've worked with kids 5 years, 8 years, 10 years. I've taught adults 15 years and longer. I've been teaching in Fort Mill 33 years.
I think a lot of people have misconceptions about martial arts as if you're teaching them how to fight, but really that's not the point, and is that part of how the confidence grows? How would you address that misconception?
Well, I do teach my students to become kickboxers and grapplers, and so they have to wear a caged helmet because I teach them Western boxing. Bruce Lee did Western boxing, Wing Chun, Kung Fu. He put the elements together. If you take one of Bruce Lee's quotes was, if you take a block of clay and you throw it on the table and you have no picture, what you create is your own creation. So when I teach a child or a teenager or adult, I want them to create, to find themselves through the arts. So I'm just a guide. I'm just guiding them through what I teach and the principles and the philosophy. Now that's what's left out of the daycares, of the Taekwondo schools, is because without the principles and the philosophy, what do you have? Because there's a lot of people that get bullied. My first kung fu teacher, he said, run to live to fight another day. Mm-hmm. But if you have to defend yourself or someone you love, then you better be able to do it right.
Well, I know some of those facilities you're talking about, that also helps parents that have to work during the day. So there's some of that is more filling that void. But the good thing is variety is the spice of life. And so if you want something extra or more focus, certainly you sound like you have a lot to offer there in Fort Mill. We're speaking with Grandmaster Briggs. What's the difference, if you can explain to us, the difference between Taekwondo and martial arts? Is it the same as one under the umbrella? What, when we're talking about those two, I feel like a lot of times people use those to explain one craft, and I think there's probably a difference, right?
Well, I feel like that what's going on now is the end thing is to say I go to Taekwondo. Parents don't research, or people don't research, but you can Google any martial arts style. I mean, it's out there. The information's out there. I teach Okinawa, Chinese, Japanese, Thailand, Philippines. Martial arts is all over the world. The Native Americans did martial arts. Any country, they had to have a army to protect their country, so they had to train. So martial arts is everywhere. As Bruce Lee said, every day I go outside, I learn something new. I still, to this day, am learning. I still study. The Filipino martial arts is astronomical. It's like the sand at the beach. How can you count every grain of sand? It's impossible. So here's somebody. I started learning the Filipino martial arts, Eskrima, Arnis, and Kali, and they're about 75, 76. And I'm still growing with that art today. And it's so incredible.
So it's the, if you had to do the umbrella is martial arts. And then underneath that, you've got like Taekwondo, karate, and all of the Filipino and...
Well, I can break it down for you.
Okay, break it down.
All right. I teach what Bruce brought into this country, Wing Chun Kung Fu. And how that was created is... the warlord had a temple burnt down, and it was five monks escaped. One was a woman, which was rare. A woman found her and hid her, and she was in bad health. And in return, she taught her Sholin. But the one that learned from her, her name was Wing Chun. Now, that is the art of sticky and trapping hands, energy and sensitivity. Now, that's what's left out. Energy and sensitivity is life. And so what is a tiger's weapons? Can you tell me what a tiger's weapons are?
His claws.
And what else?
His mouth. Teeth. His speed.
His roar.
Well, his ears for listening.
Okay.
So when I work with kids, I say, what are these? Your ears for listening. Your eyes for seeing. Mm-hmm. Your nose for smelling. Your tongue for tasting.
The senses.
Your tail for balance. Your camouflage. Just like the dress you have on that. You could hide easy with that.
Yeah.
And so I say,
in a jungle.
Be like the tiger. The Sholin had five original animals, the tiger, the leopard, the crane, the cobra, and the dragon. Now, you take all these elements, and so I teach a very rare style. There's only other one school around, and that's in Massachusetts. It's called Pangainu, the Witchy Ru system, a witch who went to China. First person ever in China that was not Chinese to teach. He brought it back to Okinawa. I was very lucky to learn that style. No one knows it.
Well, that is so interesting. Yeah. How do our listeners get in touch with you if they'd like to learn more about classes?
Been at the Fort Mill Business Center 22 years and 7 months.
Fantastic.
And I can give my phone number if you'd like.
Oh, the name of your school?
I named it after myself.
Okay.
Grandmaster Briggs School of Martial Arts.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, thank you so much for explaining and breaking down, and a very impressive resume for sure. So thank you so much. And thanks for instilling that confidence and into so many people who need it sometimes. They know that they have it, but you bring it out of them, and that's fantastic.